Rob Smoot works with data center products and solutions at VMware. Rob, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Rob, can you tell us a little bit about how your customers are achieving improved energy efficiency?
Gladly. At VMware, energy efficiency is an important part of our products and solutions. We're known primarily as a server consolidation company, but there's a lot more to virtualization than that. And so I'll talk a little bit about how, to start, about data center power consumption and how reducing the number of servers can have a dramatic impact on energy efficiency. And there's also a component to our technology with virtualization where we can dynamically move virtual machines around an environment, and it really offers a superior way to do power management relative to some of the traditional techniques that have been used in the industry. I also want to show some customer examples, so I'll walk through a case study and talk about some of the benefits in terms of hard numbers that customers are seeing in energy efficiency. And then finally, what VMware is doing in the industry to change the landscape and to drive down the power consumption of the data center. So power density of a data center has been dramatically increasing in recent years. This has been driven from the increase in dual and quad-core systems, changing mix to more CPU and more memory in these systems. And so the average power consumption of a server today versus 4 or 5 years ago, as you can see here on this slide, has increased four times and is forecasted to continue to increase. And this increase in server density is really being driven by a shift in customer buying patterns over the last few years. From pedestal servers back in the mid-90s to rack-dense systems and now the adoption of blade servers today. Server density is obviously creating power-hungry data centers, and the result is a 3x increase in server density at the rack level, as you can see in the graphic below here, from 7 systems per rack in 2001, doubling to 14 to today or recently, and is forecasted to continue to increase at about the same rate. And so the net result from a customer's perspective is the data center has become increasingly power-hungry, and the kilowatts that are generated per rack have increased actually 7 or 8-fold in the same time frame over the last 10 years, and the forecast is that it's going to continue. In terms of what this looks like at a macro level, it's kind of interesting to see the trends in the U.S. and around the world. Data centers are consuming 1.2%, this was as of 2005, in the United States of all electricity sales. So it's a big power consumer relative to other products. It's roughly the same as all of the color televisions in the United States, interestingly. And so in terms of reducing the energy consumption and the impact on the environment, data centers are becoming an increasingly important part of that. And you can see from this graph, and this is reflective of data gathered by Lawrence Berkeley National Labs, Dr. Jonathan Kumi, in a recent report, you can see that most of the growth from 2000 to 2005 over that 5-year period came from volume servers. And this is what VMware helps to address. These servers are easily virtualizable, as are some of the larger workloads. But in the U.S. and around the world, in terms of the power consumption growth in the data center, volume servers, all of these x86 servers that are highly underutilized are where we're getting the increase in power consumption. So in terms of how you would determine how much power savings you can get by doing a server consolidation project and virtualizing your x86 servers, on this slide, it shows the calculation of, which is fairly simple, just calculating the power consumption of all of the servers prior to consolidation and after consolidation. They have the nameplate ratings on those servers. And as you can see here, there's 1,000 to 80 consolidation. So it's about a 12 to 1 consolidation ratio. And that's generally what we see from customers, is about 5 virtual machines to a physical CPU. And so you see 10, 20, in some cases 30 to 1 consolidation ratios. So this is actual data from a utility that did a consolidation project, and they went from 1,000 servers down to 80. And you can see that before virtualization, the power ratings are listed there, and in the post-consolidation scenario, they went to larger servers that consume a little bit more power. They've got more memory in the post-consolidation scenario, for example. And so this is a prototypical consolidation project. And it's interesting to note that the servers, x86 servers, are consuming 30 to 40% of their total capacity of power consumption when they're just sitting idle. And most servers, x86 servers, are running at about 5 to 15% of their total power capacity. And when they're running at 5 to 15% of the time, they're sitting idle, you know, 85, 90% of the time. And all that time, they're consuming electricity. So it's kind of like, you know, having an SUV and putting it in your garage with the gas on and just wasting energy. Now, on average, in terms of the power consumption relative to the maximum, when they're sitting idle, they consume about 67% of their total power capacity. All right, so during an average workload, the utilization is about 2/3 of the maximum power consumption that you can see here on this slide. So when you look at cooling, obviously all of the heat that you generate from powering a server needs to be dissipated from a data center, and that takes heat as well to cool down the data center. And data center design is an important aspect of this. There are a lot of nuances in data center design, such as raised floors and the way you situate the servers in the room. There end up being hot pockets. There's also humidity that needs to be removed from the data center. And as a result, it ends up taking more cooling or more energy to cool a data center than it does to power it in the first place. And so these inefficient data center designs are very costly. And obviously, Emerson and a lot of companies can help on the infrastructure, the site infrastructure side of things. But that's costing companies a lot of money as well. So from a customer perspective, energy costs are increasingly consuming their budgets. In some cases, they don't have enough power or space to continue growing their IT infrastructure, and they can't, as a result, roll out new services, or their services are impacted. So next, I'll talk a little bit about how server consolidation is really one of the best initiatives to reduce power and cooling. As I mentioned before, you have a typical consolidation project of 12 to 1 down to 80 servers after virtualizing. You move to a shared storage environment, and you can see the trickle effect down into all of site infrastructure in terms of cables, ports, racks, power whips. There's a 10 or 20 to 1 reduction in that equipment. Now, when we talk to customers, we generally just talk about the server count and the reduction from those servers, but there's a lot of other equipment that comes out of the data center as a result of consolidating, where you're saving power as well. So on this next slide, we'll talk about this example of going down from 1,000 servers to 80 servers and looking at the average utilization of the power on a server, which is 2/3 of the maximum power. And then 8 cents is the average cost of electricity. It was actually back in 2005, which is actually has increased. And in California, at VMware, it's 12 cents per kilowatt hour. But doing the calculation just in a before and after scenario, you can see that you generally save between $500 and $600 per workload virtualized. So in this case, 1,000 workloads were virtualized down to 80 physical servers, and there's almost $600,000 in savings, $560,000. So that's just a general rule of thumb. That's what we're seeing across most of our customers, almost 7,000 kilowatt hours saved, again, per year. So these are savings that accrue year after year. Now, in terms of the technology and some of the benefits that you get in power management there, there's quite an impact as well once you've virtualized your servers. In a physical server, where you have one OS per machine, and the operating system and the application are tightly coupled to the hardware, there's obviously a very low utilization of that server environment. And with virtualization, you're breaking the dependencies, you're putting an operating system and its applications in a virtual machine, and then you're able to load 10, 20, or even 30 virtual machines onto a physical server. So you're getting a lot more out of that investment in your server. It's also totally isolated, and very importantly, it's hardware independent. So you can move that virtual machine from one physical server to the next. And this, for our customers, is enabling new levels of flexibility and automation, where virtual machines reside on a pool of servers. You can see here in the hardware pool, and where the virtual machines reside on that in that pool is almost irrelevant. We have a technology called vMotion that seamlessly migrates a live running virtual machine from one physical host to another, and does that regardless of the hardware configuration, as long as it's virtualized, has a virtual layer on top of it. And as a result, our product called Distributed Resource Scheduler is just automatically and dynamically moving these virtualized workloads around a pool of physical servers. So as you can imagine, this allows customers, it gives them all kinds of flexibility, from maintaining a server without any downtime to users, and also the ability to power down underutilized servers during non-peak hours, or if you have excess capacity in your data center, which simply is just not possible with the physical infrastructure. And over time, we'll be increasingly automating that functionality and making that seamless so that customers always get the compute capacity that they need and are not having existing capacity just sitting idle and, again, consuming power as it does. So if you look at some customer examples, 1-800-Radiator, this is a fast-growing franchisor. They were opening 3 new franchises per week. They were maxed out in AC. They were running at full capacity. The racks were full. They didn't have any more power available to the site. And so the only way to accommodate their growth, which is the case for a lot of customers, growth of servers, was to virtualize. They remove 31 servers out of production. They do that on 9 physical ESX server hosts. ESX servers are main product that we sell as part of VMware infrastructure. They also got a rebate check from PG&E. Utility companies are starting to offer incentives for virtualization because it's such a significant initiative in reducing power and cooling. And they saw a 25% reduction in power and cooling as a result. We did some research in 2006, this was last year, and over 2,000 customers self-reported their savings. And you can see from this slide, which shows various benefits from virtualizing in addition to energy reduction, but in the middle bar there, reduction in energy, half of customers achieved a 30% or greater reduction in energy consumption in their data center. So obviously this is great news, and not only from the cost savings, but also for the reliability of the data center and the ability to manage capacity and to deliver new services to the business. So from a customer's perspective, this is great. It saves a lot of money, cost avoidance, which is, virtualization is really transforming the economics of the data center. It's also increasing server utilization. You have these assets just sitting idle in your data center, and there's a lot of dead servers that are out there as well that no one knows who's using them, but you dare not remove it from the unplug it from the wall. And sometimes they say that 5 or 10% of your servers fall into that category. These can be virtualized as well. And so there's just a lot more utilization of your existing infrastructure. Obviously, space is a big issue. When you have to build out a new data center, it can cost $1,000 per square foot. And ultimately, customers are benefiting from the agility and the responsiveness that they get from a virtualized infrastructure, as well as the ability to comply with mandates, which are becoming increasingly common, especially in the federal government, to become more energy efficient, not to mention the fact that it's the right thing to do. So much better high availability as well, and you can do a lot more with less. As I mentioned, there's incentive programs that are available for customers who are interested in virtualizing. The incentives from utilities range from $150 to $300 per server removed. They pay this up to $4 million per site, and specifically this is from PG&E here in Northern California, at 8 cents per kilowatt hour. They do a simple calculation and pay you upfront for the consolidation effort. These programs are all around California at various utilities, and they're expanding in other parts of the country as well. So if this is something that's of interest, you should definitely contact your utility and ask them if they have a program where you can get credit for your server consolidation. VMware is actively involved as well in the Green Grid, which is an industry consortium of a number of different companies. We're a founding member of this organization, and we're trying to create standards in the industry, ways to measure energy efficiency. It's often not easy to do that. New technologies and processes to improve energy efficiency and performance in the data center. And there's the link there where you can find out more about what the Green Grid is doing. So that's in a nutshell what VMware is doing to help drive energy efficiency for customers, and it's an initiative that has a tremendous impact on the data center, and so we're really excited about all of the cost savings that is driving for our customers, as well as the impact that it's having on the environment and in the industry.